The Regional Rock Hour.
Stick around. Hang out with us.
Brought to you by Paddy's Pub.
Yeah, we'll stay and hang around with us.
With your host, Mason.
Does this guy know how to party or what?
92.1.
Tomorrow night's going to be a blast seeing Super Chief. That was them there. They're going to be with Brutal Republic in the Rock Room starting at 9 o'clock. Here's a band that was in the Rock Room not too long ago, about a month ago. It's Barakas, Keepsakes, Regional Rock Hour 92.1.
Little Susan.
Patty's Pub.
When you got nothing, no one to stand by, what's the use of even trying? You're blending work, the effort went dry, the dreams we had were lost in time. So I sing my songs and write my words, and I don't care if they're ever heard by the magic man who can do all. Don't make me a weird rock star, I make my living working hard. I never made a dime on my guitar. I don't expect I ever will, I don't expect I ever will. Discretion, redirect your perfect opinion. If you hear me, use your ears. If you see me, judge me. I don't care what happens now. There's something beyond me. Spent too much time on wondering if you're coming back again. I got so sick of waiting. I'm over.
You have this natural.
Regional Rock Hour 92.1, The Eagle. Mason here. That band just reached out. That's TV Cop. They're going to be in Fort Dodge. Coming up a couple shows this summer. We'll talk about that a little later on down the line. Back talking now with Super Chief.
So you play the alcohol. You're a fun party band.
You could say that.
Yeah.
You like to throw down. What's your drink of choice? What's each of your drinks of choice?
Mostly like Mike's Hard Lemonade.
No. Zima. We're a big Zima band.
Beer, whiskey, really whatever. I'm not terribly picky. Other people are. I will drink about anything. Not a big tequila fan, though. I just had some bad luck with tequila.
You know, we definitely do mix it up. I know Haldor here, he's begun dabbling a bit in the brewing craft himself. But I can honestly say that there's been more than one Super Chief song that probably wouldn't exist without the sweet golden lager that is Miller High Life.
Miller High Life, okay.
Yeah, we were touring up in Wisconsin, and we had some time during the day in between a show in Racine and a show in Green Bay, and we visited the Miller Brewery, and I think it was kind of like a cathartic experience for us as a band. Really bonded over Miller High Life, so we've tipped a few of those, but we got to mix it up.
It's the champagne of beers; you can't go wrong with it.
Correct.
And we are the champagne of bands. So.
Right.
I see you guys are heavily influenced by Lemmy and Motorhead as well.
Sure.
Is there a diehard Motorhead fan, or is everybody just on board with Motorhead? Like, is anybody?
Hey, everyone's on board with it. And it's one of our many influences. I think that everybody kind of reaches from a different place. I don't know, pretty passe way to put it. But everyone has their own influences, type of thing. That, you know, I'm more listened to a lot of punk or whatever growing up, and like the drummer's big into Rush, and everyone has their own things that they really enjoy, they bring to the table, and we make this mess that we call music. So,
yeah, man, I would say we all have pretty like influences. But then everybody's kind of got a few that is more theirs than the band's. Lemmy and Motorhead, I'd say, is one that's just kind of up there for all of us. And as much about that band and that music and just the rock, living the rock and roll lifestyle, you know? And no filler either. Kind of like 10 seconds into any song, you knew what you were getting. That's something to be looked up to.
Is that kind of how you guys try to play your music?
I think so. I definitely, none of us are looking to reinvent the wheel. We want to kind of bring our own approach to what we do. But at the same time, I don't think there's a whole lot of getting cute about it. So
you guys are playing with Brutal Republic, who's from Fort Dodge here. Have you guys done any shows with them before?
We have. In the time I've been in the band, we've played with them at least once here in Des Moines at a place called the Hull Avenue Tavern. And I remember seeing those dudes many years ago. The band I was in years ago before I was in Super Chief, we actually played a couple shows with those guys. So really good band, really good dudes.
For people that come out on Saturday night, what can they expect from a Super Chief show?
Sweat, a lot of flab, and, you know, probably some gas. Then some rock and roll as well. So.
Very fun, guys. Couldn't air a whole lot of what we talked about because they're hardcore, man. They're very fun. Looking forward to seeing them tomorrow night. We'll actually hear another one of their tunes right after this. It's the Regional Rock Hour 92.1.
The Rock Room and Patty's Pub has some epic events coming up. Tomorrow night from 9 till 1, Fort Dodge favorites Brutal Republic bring one of their favorite Des Moines bands, Super Chief, to deliver some hard-hitting rock and roll that takes no prisoners. Plus, May 17th is the final Third Thursday jam session until September, so come get your fix of local live talent from 8 till midnight. Like and follow Patty's Pub on Facebook for upcoming events, and check out their special board for happy hour deals. Good times, good people, good music. It's all good at Patty's Pub, downtown Fort Dodge.